Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 29th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up,
anyone with any information is asked to contact any guard the station.
Two dead and latest horror on the country's roads, and Israel releases images following Golan Heights attack. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, two men have died in a serious car crash involving motorbikes in County Meath, while another two were being treated for injuries. Both men in their 30s were pronounced dead at the scene in Oldcastle yesterday afternoon. News Talk's Lindsay Dolan has this report.
Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of a fatal three-vehicle collision involving motorcycles, which occurred at Ballanny, Oldcastle, County Meath yesterday afternoon at approximately 20 to 5. Two men in their 30s were pronounced dead at the scene. Two other men were taken to hospital and one is being treated for serious injuries, while the other man's injuries are described as non-life-threatening. Gardaí are appealing for any witnesses to the collision to come forward. Any road users who may have camera footage, including dash cam, and are travelling on the R195 road at Ballanny, Oldcastle, County Meath, are asked to make this footage available to investigating Gardaí. Anyone with any information is asked to contact any Garda station.
The Israeli military has released images which it says shows the similarity between a rocket made by Iran and one reportedly used in the Golan Heights. 12 children and teenagers were killed in yesterday's strike on a football pitch. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah has denied responsibility. There have been Israeli attacks inside Lebanon, while Hezbollah says it's hit a kibbutz in northern Israel. Gadir Kamal Marie is a senior envoy for the Jewish Agency for Israel.
Tragedy. Yes, Hezbollah is responsible for sending, aiming, targeting civilians with this Iranian missile loaded with 50 kilos of explosives is unacceptable.
Irish security and defence analyst Declan Power says he's concerned the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah could escalate because of its links with Iran.
A conflict between Hezbollah and Israel has the potential to become a direct conflict between Iran and Israel. And that is in absolutely nobody's interest and would see the conflict escalate into a much more regional conflict, which would be bad news for all parties in that area and indeed for the rest of the world.
Tributes are continuing to pour in for the acclaimed Irish author Edna O'Brien, who's died at the age of 93. Her book, The Country Girls, caused controversy in 1960 and was banned and burned. Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
Well-known Irish writer Edna O'Brien has passed away at the age of 93 after a long illness. The Taoiseach says Edna O'Brien was a brave, gifted, dignified and magnetic person. Simon Harris says she wrote her debut novel, The Country Girls, in just 3 weeks. 64 years on, it is not only a remarkable piece of work, but still a landmark moment for Irish women and society. Simon Harris says the book would be banned and burned, but Edna O'Brien would never be silenced. He says most people would have stopped and hidden away from the misogyny she faced, but Edna kept working on her artistry. The president says she was a fearless teller of truths, a superb writer, possessed of the moral courage to confront Irish society with realities long ignored and suppressed.
Cases of people from Nigeria and Jordan are to be prioritised by the International Protection Office. It's part of plans by the Justice Minister to further speed up the processing of applications. From today, cases from the top two countries of origin with the highest number of applications will be given priority, with Nigeria and Jordan accounting for the highest number of applicants in the past 3 months. Minister Helen McEntee says applications from Nigeria fell by 53% since the country was brought into the acceleration process. The number of mortgages being drawn down by first-time buyers has reached its highest level since 2007. Latest figures from the Banking and Payments Federation show 83% of mortgage approvals were for new homes, while 71% were for second-hand properties. More than 10,000 new homes were approved in the second quarter of the year, a 2.2% increase on 2023. Brian Hayes, CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation, believes the housing market is starting to stabilise.
There's an awful lot more stability in the market now. And what we've seen is that first-time buyer piece, which is in excess of 60% of the drawdown, makes them the dominant player within the market. And that's good in the perspective of trying to get the first-time buyer market in terms of supply and demand in better sync and into better order.
It's hoped a meeting today with the Taoiseach City Centre Task Force will lead to a revamp of Moore Street in Dublin. The Moore Street Preservation Trust is holding talks with its chair, David McRedmond, to call for a 1916 cultural quarter in the area. It says this would renew and rejuvenate Dublin's north inner city. In entertainment news, Lady Gaga has appeared to have confirmed she's engaged. France's Prime Minister has posted a video on TikTok meeting the singer after she performed at the Olympics opening ceremony on Friday. She introduces him to her partner Michael, saying, "This is my fiancé." Hollywood stars Tom Cruise and Ariana Grande have also been at the Olympic Games. And in sport, in GAA, Armagh boss Kieran McGeaney has praised his side's resilience and says an All-Ireland win is the perfect way to silence the doubters. Fullback Aaron McKay's goal was crucial as the Orchard County beat Galway by a point yesterday. 111 to 13 points was how it finished. Kieran McGeaney has now won the All-Ireland as a manager and a captain, but says the players deserve all the plaudits.
These fellas get knocked back, and they just keep coming. The penalty shootouts, every time they can't win tight games, can't beat teams above them. Give them the perfect answer. All-Ireland Champions 2024. Delighted for them, absolutely over the moon.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.